Act 1, Scene 2.
Page 19.
No matter how horrible or unwelcome it might be.
Bunny enters, downstage left.
Hey, girlfriends, it's little old me. And this is the perfect example. Why, Sugarlee, I have to congratulate you for forging ahead and getting the doors open to your little business. In spite of the fact that you're nowhere near ready. And look what you've done to the place. Not much, but cute.
Bunny, I wondered when you were finally going to come by. In fact, I was just talking about you, wasn't I, girls? I said that Bunny Sutherland always brings a lot of joy when she leaves a room.
Why, thank you. Now, I know you're surprised to see me in a place where just anybody can come in off the street and get various body parts plucked or waxed. But I did want to take a peek at the building that you stole from me.
I didn't steal this building from you.
Tate Realty knew I wanted this property. It's the perfect site for the Sutherland Museum of the City of Eden Falls. Having a woman of my stature in the community express such an interest, they should have called me first. You'd think people would appreciate what I do for this town. I've given it everything. My time, my talent.
Your youth. Just wanted to make sure you didn't forget that one.
Mavis Flowers, you cut up. When I came in, I meant to compliment your appearance. You've just got one of those figures that always looks so good in cheap clothes. And I'm glad I caught you here, because I wanted to ask you something about Vonda Joyce.
Here's your answer. She liked you just as much as the rest of us do.
Isn't that precious? Listen, I know Vonda Joyce was a fool for local history and had a sizable collection of documents, diaries, and other historical papers, and it's fallen to you to sort through all that junk. I'm hoping you'll donate her priceless collection to my museum. I mean, the museum.
A Bunny Sutherland Museum, huh? Isn't that a little over the top after the Bunny Sutherland Tennis Court, the Bunny Sutherland Dog Park, and the Bunny Sutherland Azalea Maze?
This museum will be for people who desperately need culture and education, like yourself. When I go, I want to leave the world a better place. And I find philanthropy is good for the soul.
And speaking for those of us who have one, you're right.
Crystal enters, upstage left.
My Halloween pumpkin bars are ready. Gobble them up before the goblins get them.
Ooh, I'd love one, as long as there's no coconut in them. I am so sensitive to it, my little tongue swells and my throat closes up.
Help yourself. They're coconut free. And so is the chocolate pie I've got in the oven. Oh, and I just love your costume. It's hysterical. Isn't she creepy? She's all done up to look like Bunny Sutherland. Ooh, scary.
I am Bunny Sutherland.
Sure, and I am a witch.
Crystal exits, upstage left.
Well, thanks for dropping by, Bunny, but you'll have to excuse me. Seeing you reminds me I've got trash to bag.
Sugarly exits, upstage left.
And I've got to go to the little girl's room. Don't worry, if it's not through here, I'll just nose around until I find it.
Bunny exits, upstage right.
Has she ever listened to herself? When I go, I want to leave the world a better place.
Don't worry. When Bunny goes, it will be.
I can't think of one reason why that woman deserves to continue to suck wind.
Well, there is one. She loves that little yap dog of hers. And even though we don't want to, we've got to give her a point for that.
Bobby Duane enters, downstage left.
Pets are a good thing. In fact, my mama used to say every woman should have four. A mink in her closet, jaguar in her garage, tiger in her bed, and...
And a jackass to pay for it all. Hey, my mama taught me that one too, and I'd be a richer man today if I'd taken her seriously.
Oh my gosh, Bobby Duane, I haven't seen you in ages.
Carlene? Carlene Hart?
It was Hart, and then Waldrep, and then Mukewater, and now Travis. Mavis Flowers, this is Bobby Duane Dillahunt. We were in high school together. So what have you been doing all these years?
Oh, I've been living down in Milledgeville doing the couple thing. Couple of failed marriages, couple of failed businesses, couple of knee operations, a couple of willful emus left over from one of the couple of failed businesses, which led to one of the couple of failed marriages. Oh, it's just been a vortex of unspeakable grief. And you?
Oh, can't complain.
So what brings you back to Eden Falls, Bobby Dwayne?
I'm in construction now, and I got a tip you needed a sauna installed, so I thought I'd look your job over and make you a bid.
Actually, the person you should talk to is on the phone right now.
That's okay. It gives me a chance to run to the truck and get my tape measure.
I just can't tell you how great it is to see you again.
Bobby Dwayne exits. Downstage left.
Oh my God, this is so bad. That's the Bobby Dwayne. Sugar Lee's Bobby Dwayne. You remember that story?
At this point, if I can get up in the morning and remember the bra goes inside the blouse, it's a miracle. You want to fill in my blanks?
They dated all the way through high school and were planning a June wedding. But the morning of graduation, Sugar Lee went over to that trashy Madeline Marlowe's to help touch up her roots. And guess who was drunk on his butt in Madeline's bed? Sugar Lee threw her engagement ring in his face and told Bobby Dwayne she never wanted to see him again, and I don't think she ever has.
Well, she's about to.
That's the problem. We got no way of knowing how Sugar Lee is going to react to this.
Sugar Lee enters. Upstage left.
How am I going to react to what?
Oh, Mavis is thinking about having a butt lift and she can only afford to do one cheek. I told her it's both or nothing. What do you think?
What?
Bunny enters. Upstage right.
My goodness. This old building is in miserable shape. Guess I'm lucky you ended up with it, not me.
Bobby Dwayne enters. Downstage left.
Why don't you just point me to where the sauna's gonna... Sugar Lee?
What are you doing here?
Isn't that just like me? When I heard you needed a contractor, I tracked down our old classmate, Bobby Dwayne, and told him there was a job for him in Eden Falls. I'm heartsick. I didn't mention it to you, Sugar Lee.
And you left out a few important details when you mentioned it to me. I honestly had no idea you owned this place, and I know how you feel about me, so let's just forget it.
I'm sure that's completely unnecessary. From what I've seen, Sugar Lee's in dire need of your services. Besides, she's not a person who'd hang on to an old grudge. Why? The repercussions that kind of vindictiveness would have in a town like this could ruin her little business. I mean, should word get out?
Look, Bobby Dwayne, it was a little shocking to see you walk in here, but the truth is, what happened between us was a lifetime ago. We were kids. In fact, it hasn't crossed my mind in years. So, I need work done, and if you're willing to do it, I'm perfectly happy to hire you.
You are? Sure. I mean, I don't have a lot of experience with getting good news, so... You'll have to pardon me. What I'm saying is, yeah, I'll take the job. Glad to have it. Be back tomorrow and we'll get started.
Bobby Dwayne exits. Downstage left.
Oh, super. And who said class reunions aren't any fun? Gotta scoot. Bye.
Bunny exits. Downstage left.